time for Joe's Need to Know News. Alex was all giddy about this because she got to watch The Bachelorette, and she got to watch the President Donald Trump announce his Supreme Court nomination, and I believe his name is Brett. Is it Canavan?
Kavanaugh
to join the U.S. Supreme Court. He'll be selecting 53-year-old to replace Anthony Kennedy. He is a judge, this guy, on the U.S. Supreme Court of Appeals, which is kind of, from what I've been reading this morning, that's kind of a launching pad for some people that actually get to the Supreme Court. If you're there, there's a good chance that you could be considered by presidents to get in there. He does appeals for the D.C. Circuit and Yale Law School graduate. Previously served in both the Bush administrations. He also worked on an independent counsel, Ken Starr's investigation of President Bill Clinton.
And he looks exactly like the main guy on 13 Reasons Why. What is
his name? What is Jack. It's Jack, but what's Jack's real name? Milo, isn't it, or something?
No. What is the main guy, the main, you know, the one
dad.
That's in love with... No. The kid that's in love with Hannah
oh
Baker.
My God,
looks
I'm
like
dumb.
The
I thought
kid
you said this is
40
this is
years
us.
Later.
Clay Jensen?
Yes, he looks like Clay Jensen from 13 Reasons Why, and his wife looks like Pam Halpert from The Office.
I think Clay Jensen's so hot.
Wow, ew,
that's,
I don't.
That's quite the casting job right there, then. Okay, I guess I'm down with that. How do you guys feel about this? Starbucks, they are worried about the environment and the issue of ocean waste, so officials announced yesterday that they're eliminating plastic straws from all of their locations within the next 2 years. They are now the largest food and beverage company to make that move. They say by 2020, they'll be using straws made from biodegradable materials like paper and specially designed lids. I mean, you're not a big... Are you a big Starbucks fan?
No.
Or like a coffee place fan?
I'm not a fan. I don't drink coffee, and I definitely am not a fan of Starbucks, but I think it's interesting that all these stories are like, we're getting rid of all of our plastic straws, and then picture are all of their giant plastic cups.
No, but straws are worse.
Straws are worse.
They're all plastic. I mean, they are right. Bad, but they're all plastic.
Right, no, but straws are worse for the animals.
Like, have you ever seen a sea turtle?
Yeah, I know. They talk about how if you throw a plastic straw away, you have to cut it up. Here's the thing. I love plastic straws. I have tried sipping out of a paper straw before, and it's absolutely the worst. I'd rather cut my own arms off.
Well,
it is just absolutely the most unpleasant thing.
Get a reusable straw.
Well, people talk about how there's glass straws and all this, but like, I have a whole drawer of plastic straws in my house. I mean, I have been a plastic straw user since I was little.
Sea turtle killer.
Yeah,
sea turtle killer.
Now I'm a sea turtle killer. But
that's hard to say.
I am a plastic straw user, so it's going to be hard for me when I go out to restaurants and stuff, and they're all getting rid of them eventually, because eventually they will be totally extinct.
I will say paper straws are the worst.
Ugh, they just taste
worst. What do they taste like?
They disintegrate. They
in
your mouth. In your mouth. And also,
so you gotta
they disintegrate.
Chug it.
On like in the cup.
Yep.
So you can't slurp it up.
Nope. It's nasty.
Oh, I didn't even know that. It's like you got to like get your drink like quickly.
Real quick.
It just feels weird. I don't like it at all.
All right. Well, get ready for that. That's our future. Alex, are you taking part of Cow Appreciation Day?
I do not have time today because I have so much stuff going on, but I am so supporting you if you dress up as a cow today for your free Chick-fil-A.
No, and we don't say like look like a cow. You have to dress up like one. As part of their 14th annual Cow Appreciation Day, Chick-fil-A is giving away a free entree of your choice, salads not included, to any customer who dresses up like a cow, which is today, the 10th of July. Kids dress up as cows will receive free kids' meals. Man, that's when you bring your little nephew or niece along and get that free meal right off of them. That's genius. And the promotion is valid to anyone who shows up in a cow costume at their Chick-fil-A between 6:30 this morning and 7 o'clock tonight. So you only got till 7, but still dinner time. Chick-fil-A, since 2005, when this idea or this conception came about, has given away, check this out, more than $1.8 million in free entrees to customers in cow costumes.
Whoa.
That's insane.
Amazing.
But, I mean, they do it right. You give me a bad Chick-fil-A story. What have they done bad?
Nothing.
Like marketing-wise or anything. They're geniuses with their stuff. And this right here, the video is going to be up on the Need to Know News blog, but I hate reading this story. It scares the crap out of me. Have you ever done, I'm saying not a big one, but like a cliff dive where you jumped into the water maybe 10, 15, 20 feet? Anything like
I'm
that?
I'm too scared to do those.
Yeah, I've done like 15.
Yeah, I mean, that's scary, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, you think you see what you're jumping into, and other people did it.
Right.
Did you hear what happened to this guy that jumped?
Now you're making me scared.
I would be. I'm trying to save your life. A guy, 22-year-old daredevil, jumped off a 112-foot cliff into a quarry, you know, kind of a deep pit of water, and people cheered him on like, woo, yeah, man, do it. it. 3, 2, 1. He jumped in, did a backflip. It looked awesome into the water. He survived the jump, but shattered his knee in
Gross.
The process, tearing every ligament
Ew.
And tendon.
Oh, all right, that's enough.
He said, I gave the safety divers 2 thumbs up with a big smile on my face and swam to shore on my own, thinking that I probably had a stinger or a cramp. It wasn't until I tried to put weight on my injured leg that I realized something was horribly wrong. He said people sprang into action and helped stabilize his leg and got Ugh. Him to the emergency room after after surgery to reconstruct his knee. He's on the road to recovery. Now, and that's the thing, too. The video, if you want to see it, it's not Mm-mm. graphic. No, no, no. It's not graphic. But, like, you see him, he jumps like, whoa, does a backflip. And I just can't imagine falling 112 feet and slamming your knee, destroying your leg into a rock. I was afraid when I went to Costa Rica, I think we dove, well, not dove, but jumped down. It's like, it was like a little rock, like waterfall kind of thing. And it was deep. Like, and you went there, it's probably 15 feet, like, below the water. That's how deep it was. But I look back, I'm like, what if? Like, what if something would have been there?
I could never, ever, ever, ever.
I'm, like, the biggest coward. I don't think I'll ever be able to do, like, a parachute, like a jump from a plane.
Oh, I couldn't either.
Any of that stuff. You've done that?
No, my biggest dream in the world is to go skydiving.
No way.
Yeah.
You couldn't pay me.
Then your parachute doesn't open. What do you do then?
You know what? I had a great life. That's a hell of a way to go.
Can I be
go.
Honest? I have not had that good of a life to jump out of a plane today. I got some work to do to improve it, to make it better. I got some goals. I got some dreams.
No, thank you.
All right. Yeah, that right there is Joe's Need to Know News. Check it all out if you'd like to at RadioNowIndy.com.